Welcome back to our weekly Prep Spotlight. I'm Sports Director Randy Roof, and joining me today is Auburn tennis star Quentin Nabenhoven. Last weekend, Quentin defeated his teammate Chris Park to capture the number one single sectional championship, setting him up for a run to the state title this week. And the week before that, he captured the number one singles crown at the Nick 10 meet, helping the Knights earn their first boys tennis team title in the school's 58-year history. So first of all, Quentin, thank you very much for taking time to talk with me.
Yeah, no problem.
First of all, I want to talk about the conference title there. You guys just totally dominated that event. You won four or five divisions there, almost swept the whole thing. Coming into the season, did you guys think you would be this good? I'm sure you knew you were going to be good, but did you think you'd be that good?
No, I don't think I would have ever imagined us doing that well. I know we were always favored this year, but I didn't really ever think that we could, improve this much. Honestly, in the beginning of the season, We were far from as good as we are now, but we've made huge leaps in just our play, and it really helped.
What particular ways or what things was the difference? Was it just the coaching, the time, maturity, or what just made the difference that you got so much better so quickly?
I think it was just, I guess, the attitude of the guys. I know Glenn and Will, especially, they put in a lot of work during the season, even when they didn't have to. And Chris and I, we were always practicing, our effort, basically.
Did you guys know about the history, your history, in terms of never having won a tennis title before?
Yeah, we have.
Coach Palmer, did he bring that up a lot? Did he use that as an incentive, or did he not really need to do that?
No, he didn't really. I think it was more about just us wanting to win it for ourselves, to have that title, just personal, a personal victory. But then it became more of a school victory as well.
The fact that you're the first champions in school history, that's one thing. When you take a school history that's 58 years old and never won, when you think about that, what does that mean to you?
I mean, really, at the moment, it hasn't hit me, but I know it's huge. It's Auburn history. It will always be remembered as the first.
You're going to be immortalized in this school.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. What were your goals coming into the season, personally, first? Things that you were shooting for doing this year?
I'm honestly aiming for a state title. Okay. It's going to be difficult, and I knew that from the start, but that's my ultimate goal. Even if I don't hit it, I'm going to shoot for it. Mm-hmm. And if I come up short, at least I tried.
Well, what aspects of your game have you seen improve this year? This is your third year, correct? You're a junior.
Yeah, yep.
So what aspects have improved over the course of this junior season?
My consistency. It's improved quite a bit, and I don't know, just my confidence, honestly. My confidence was a huge thing. As a younger player, I didn't really have to worry about my confidence because I was always the underdog, so I wasn't expected to win, so I could just hit as much as I wanted. I could lose as much as I wanted. But now that I'm no longer in that position, I have to be more comfortable with my shots, and I have to be confident with how I actually play, and that's really what's improved.
And how do you get there? Whether you mental exercise or physical exercise, do you do to get to that comfort level and that responsibility?
I'd say it's probably both. I'd honestly say it's more mental than physical. Mm-hmm. I've always been comfortable physically with my shots, but I've always had mental issues, and I've just been focusing on how, I guess, not losing. Instead of focusing on losing, I'm now focusing on winning, if that makes sense.
Sure. Yeah. It's kind of a different, it's kind of trying to avoid not losing as opposed to trying to win.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. You're part of what I would call the first family of Nick 10 tennis throughout your family here. Your family tree includes the Marcielles with Belvedere, Anna Hatfield, your cousin of Boylan, and of course your sister too, and you here at Auburn. Obviously, you probably with that kind of history in your family, you couldn't escape. You had to play tennis probably from the day you were born.
Yeah.
When did you first get a tennis racket put in your hand, and how did it kind of, where did it start, and how did you get to this point?
So my mom's a coach. Basically, from as early as I can remember, I've been on the tennis court. Even if I'm not playing tennis, my mom would always take us to her work and so forth. I started off with my grandpa. My grandpa taught me, and he mm-hmm. also taught all my aunts. Mm-hmm. But then as I kind of became more competitive, I grew out of his kind of homeschooling methods,
okay.
I guess, and went to more official clubs, and that's basically where I've been ever since I was maybe 9 or 10 years old.
What type of clubs did you are part of?
I train at Midtown Athletic Club in Chicago, which is where my mom works. They've They've really helped me a lot. Not,
how often do you go there? I mean, that's a long commute.
Yeah, it is. We try to go every weekend, and in the summer, I virtually live there. We're there every day. Yeah.
What about Tennis do you like so much? I mean, why is it so special to you?
That's hard to answer. I'm not sure. It's, you know, like any sport, it's nice to win, but I will admit it's a very lonely sport, especially outside of the season. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the reasons I love the season so much, is because I have these teammates that can support me, but sure, outside of the season, it's kind of tough, honestly.
I've always felt like tennis is one of those difficult ones to get good at, because to get good and develop, you have to first have a playing partner or opponent who's at least equal to your ability. Because if it's somebody that's really, really good or really, really bad, you're either going to, you know, basically get one serve and miss. You're not going to really develop yourself. So you got to find somebody. Have you got somebody like that you play with or against, or is that the club, something like that?
You know, I found a couple of players. Chris, even though his level is below mine, he's still a good hitting partner, and I can definitely work on some of my weaknesses against him.
I mentioned earlier before about you and your sister, Belen. She's a freshman last fall. She's a freshman this year. Last fall, though, she reached the third day of the state tennis tournament as a freshman and just fell two wins short of winning a medal. How much do you two guys play together?
Probably not as often as we should, okay. But definitely more often than I hit with other people. She's probably my main hitting partner at the okay. moment.
Did it get ever intense when you guys play with each other or practice each other?
As in, like, match-wise?
Or yeah, just... well, even just for fun, if you're out there going back and forth, you start getting real serious, does it get anything like that? Or
No, I tend to get more serious than Belen. She kind of just gives up when we're... just kind of accepts that she'll probably lose, so, yeah.
And she's never won, right?
No.
Okay, all right, well, I might have to ask her about that sometimes.
All right.
Do you guys do any trash talking back and forth?
A little bit, yeah, yeah.
And what about, like, now? I mean, for instance, I mean, she made it as far as she did last fall in her first year, so it's the first time as a high school athlete. Is that a standard you care to live up to it? Do you have to deal with it? Does she talk about it at home, or do you not really get into that kind of stuff?
No, we don't really get into it, because she tied my record from last year, actually. Uh-huh. But no, we don't get into it. I think we both kind of understand that our situations are both different. Each year is different. Like, right. She knows that there were some girls that didn't play last year, just as I had some guys that didn't play last year or some guys that normally don't play that did play.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, every situation's different, and I think we understand that.
Okay. What's the best part of your game, and what's the worst part of your game?
The best part of my game? Technically, I would go with my serve and my forehand.
Okay.
They're definitely my weapons. I can hit them basically as hard as I want to.
How fast? Have you ever clocked it, your serve?
My serve, I think the fastest that I've clocked it at is 123.
Wow.
I think. Yeah. I don't think I'd ever hit that in a match, though. I'm not confident enough to do that.
To the unleash, huh?
Yeah.
What about the worst part of the game, the part you need to work on the most?
I wouldn't say it's anything physical. I'd say it's my mental game.
Okay.
When I get down, I find it hard to get back up.
Mm-hmm. Next up for you now is the state tournament. It starts Thursday in Chicago suburbs. You've reached state before, both your freshman and sophomore years. Kind of run me down quick. How did you do those first 2 years at state?
I think last year, like I said, I did just as well as my sister did this year.
Uh-huh.
So top 12. Okay. And then maybe my freshman year, I think I maybe got top 32, top 20, something. I don't know.
Sure. And you said at the beginning that your goal is to win it.
Yeah.
Do you think you have a realistic shot at it? And what would it take to win it this year?
I really have to be on my game.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of good kids this year, and I basically all of us have beaten each other at some point, so it just depends on who's feeling good that day, who got the best draw, and
mm-hmm.
sometimes it comes down to luck, but I just really have to be focused.
You know, and the nice thing, too, being a junior, you know that you still have one more year. If you come a little bit short, you still have more time, and the biggest thing, I assume, is just at least you make that next step from last year and keep progressing.
Yeah, that's my whole goal. If I don't make my actual goal, then I'm hoping at least I improve.
What have you learned from the last 2 years of going to state that will help you this year?
I've learned how to recover faster, where, like, in USTA tournaments outside of high school, you normally get, like, an hour, hour and a half between mm-hmm. each match, but at state, I think you only get 20, 30 minutes, which is not very long, honestly. No. if you have a 3-set match and then you have 30 minutes in between the next, it's really difficult. And that was hard for me to get used to my freshman year. So that's really something that I've learned to do, just recover faster.
Kind of pace yourself a little bit.
Yeah.
Get ready. Yeah. All right. Well, that was Auburn junior Quentin Nabenholman. Quentin, thank you again so much for taking time to talk with me. Best of luck this weekend and beyond that as well as next season.
Thank you.
All right, we'll return to Sports Fan 1330 right after this.